Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
So I'm reading this from USAtoday.com. Article starts. What if I could come home to you right now? Please do, my sweet king. Those were the last messages exchanged by 14-year-old Sewell Setzer and the chatbot he developed a romantic relationship with on the platform character.ai. Minutes later, Sewell took his own life. His mother, Megan Garcia, held him for 14 minutes until the paramedics arrived, but it was too late. Since his death in February 2024, Garcia has filed a lawsuit against the artificial intelligence company, which in her testimony, she says, designed chatbots to blur the line between human and machine and exploit psychological and emotional vulnerabilities of prepubescent adolescents. Very well written. A new study published earlier in October by the Center for Democracy and Technology, so the CDT, found that 1 in 5 high school students have had a relationship with an AI chatbot. Now, that's an astronomical number. That's 20%. In a 2025 report from Common Sense Media, 72% of teens had used an AI companion, and a third of teen users said they had chosen to discuss important or serious matters with AI companions instead of real people. Character AI refused to comment on pending litigation. Their spokesperson told USA Today that their company cares very deeply about the safety of, quote, our users and, quote, invest tremendous resources in safety programs. According to the spokesperson, their under 18 experience features parental insights, filtered characters, time spent notifications, and technical protections to detect conversations about self-harm and direct users to a suicide prevention helpline. Now, I was just watching in the Lewis household. I don't like to watch TV, but we are a law and order family in Lewis household. And it was a very similar case to this that was on Law and Order. Now, this is the SVU unit. But in essence, it was someone who was angry at their ex-girlfriend for dumping them. This is in a high school situation. So they had access to artificial intelligence, and they created a simulation of this high school student having obviously an illegal sexual relationship with the teacher. So they were mad at the teacher. They were mad at the student. It was revenge porn. And they bring in the guy that's the CEO of the company, which happened to be Badger from Breaking Bad, which I think is funny. I didn't have that on my bingo card watching Law and Order that they would bring in Badger from Breaking Bad to be the CEO of a tech firm. But the family sued him, and the whole conversation was, hey, I built the platform. If people choose to do nefarious, despicable things with the platform, that's their choice. But it's not. It can't be really considered illegal. It can't be considered pedophilia. It can't be considered all of these terrible things where you get into ages and just superimposing someone's face on something. It can't be that because it's a bot. It's not real. Nobody was physically harmed. And so I thought that was an intriguing episode of Law and Order, because you're getting into this AI age and you don't know. There's so many negative things that can be used with artificial intelligence, and there's so many positive things that can be used with artificial intelligence. I work in the healthcare space. I use AI and partner with AI organizations to do great things in healthcare, and I've seen artificial intelligence. I've seen demos. I work with, I can't discuss because of NDAs, but I work with companies that are really leveraging artificial intelligence to ensure people have healthier lives and live longer and have a better quality of life. I mean, I think you're going to have one day and age where your urine and your stool is going to be examined, and then there are going to be sensors that are constantly, you've seen it with people that have diabetes, that you have a sensor. If your blood sugar is 250, then you know it and you can manage it. You can do your insulin. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think we're going deeper in that. That your blood pressure will be monitored if you want. And that even your sweat, you'll put it in your shoe, it'll have your gait and just your constant. Well, everything that you want monitored can be monitored to make sure that you're healthy. But getting into this stuff for kids is where it's very interesting. And with this lawsuit, I'm keeping my eye on this particular case and lawsuit because there's so many people that are lonely. And you see it on the gram. You see in Japan, there was an episode of Futurama many years ago where Fry had a robot and he was able to download Lucy Liu onto the robot. And Lucy Liu was Fry's girlfriend. Like, Leela wasn't giving him no play. He was just like, bleep that. I'll get a robot and I'll put Lucy Liu on there. She's hotter than you. One eye. And it was a digital enhancement. And you see the movie Her where the guy fell in love with his Siri, basically. It was an automated assistant. The guy fell in love with Siri. Like there's the actor, he was at the park. Like couples were walking around holding hands and had the picnic blanket out, and he was with Siri. Like it's very, even on the Boondocks, there's an episode where Granddad, John Witherspoon, rest in peace. We need Boondocks back, just for the record, what's going on politically. There's an episode of the Boondocks where John Witherspoon, Siri fell in love with him and wrecked his life. We're getting very close to the edge in society where you almost get into robosexuality, where people are going to want to marry and try to procreate and do things. And I think that this is scary because it does play in on individuals who are lonely, individuals who have mental illness, individuals who are hurting, individuals who are grieving. We've seen this on shows like Outer Limits. There's an episode of Outer Limits, which is one of my favorite TV shows back in the day, where a couple loses their son and the husband just built a robot that looks just like his son. Like we are really teetering here. And I just think as a close, the segment, we can't expose kids to this stuff. I don't think if I had children, I'm not blessed to have children. If I had children, I wouldn't have my kids wouldn't be on Instagram. They wouldn't be on Facebook. They wouldn't be just because of the foolishness and the chicanery and the programming on these media platforms. But when you start to have teenagers and young people that have access to AI, that's a slippery bleeping slope. Paragon 7 Studios.
I'm not actually a stereotypical senior. I just play one in cheesy health insurance commercials. In real life, I have Humana because they see me, listen to what I need. It's refreshing.
Humana,